A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. A slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains. So if the Son frees you, then you will truly be free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me because my word has no room among you. I tell you what I have seen in the Father's presence, and then do what you have heard from the Father." They answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus said to him, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father." So they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one Father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from the Father and am here. I did not come on my own, but God sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever wondered how you would have responded to Jesus had you lived at that time and in that place? Would you have heard him speak with authority and believed his words, or seen a miracle and recognized a divine presence? Would his message have been attractive or repulsive, too different from what you grew up believing? Those of us who grew up in a faith-filled household, who are children of believers, no matter the tradition, might struggle mightily to believe something new, regardless of how wonderful it might be. Jesus even admits that he does what he has seen and heard from his Father. How difficult it must have been for Jews, Samaritans, or Gentiles who experienced Jesus to accept his word, and yet some did. How blessed are we who grew up believing in Jesus and are reminded in this gospel that if we remain in his word, we will know the truth and it will set us free. How blessed to be a child of this household who can be freed by Jesus only if we make room for the word. How blessed are we who have heard and believe the truth sent from God because we are Christians from our birth. It's a gift, a blessing that we are not called on to change our childhood beliefs to entirely new ones. During this Lenten time, we are more aware of the RCIA process and the candidates and catechumens. I greatly admire the courage of those catechumens who make the journey of faith to become Catholics. They often must let go of beliefs held from childhood and embrace new ones that may be quite foreign or practices that are more demanding. Remaining in Christ and making room for his word in our hearts, for both the lifelong and newly baptized, can be a struggle. Every day we may be blinded to God's presence in ourselves and others. We may become shackled by sin or surrender to the evil around us. We choose each day to grasp this word of God's love and mercy and live out of that truth. As we come to the end of the Lenten season, let us reflect on the great gift of faith that we have been given. Embrace it and live it every day. And above all, give thanks to God for this grace.